4CEF mobile.
F4MUF mobile.
This evening.
Shells headed to the house. How about yourself?
Same thing myself. Headed on down to 85, ready to get home.
Pretty, ain't it, Andrew?
Going out of town this weekend, going camping.
Should be a nice one.
I think the weather's going to be good, like, you know, mid-50s at night, it'll be cool, and then mid-70s during the day. I think it's going to be a great weekend for it.
Sounds like you'll have a good one, and it sounds like you should have some fun.
Hoping they take the wife to the National Monument. She's never got to see it, so me and the boys have seen it a couple times now, so, but that's all right. As long as she gets to see it and enjoy it.
Mama happy.
Yep.
If riding home, you know, cause you know 85, it can get a little congested once in a while.
Northbound's clear, but you know, if it ain't, either way, it's my last day, and I'll be all right. If I gotta wait a few more minutes to get home, you know, I think it'll be okay.
Accomplished. Tomorrow will be a slower day for us. We're just going to clean up the job and put some seat and mulch out and that kind of stuff. So, should end up a good Friday.
Good weekend?
Nothing to brag about. Camping.
Weekend, and we'll be back Sunday, I think.
That's all right.
Again, I love tent camping, so the more I can get, I'm okay with that. It's a little short weekend, it's still better than nothing.
Tent camping.
Yeah, authentic camping. I mean, taking the tent, and I think my boys are going to sleep in the hammocks. We'll see how that goes once they hear the coyotes. But they should be all right. But yeah, we're planning some good meals. I'm going to do some Dutch oven dessert. I think it's going to be a good weekend.
Yes, that will be a great weekend. And, you know, I've never done no camping in a camper. Everything I've always done has been in a tent.
Both. Man, I love them. I still love tent camping. I tell my wife, so that's the one downside about keeping our travel trailer at the beach. You know, there's kind of that push to go down there and not waste the money we pay for storage, but it also takes away from the times that we could go tent camping.
Yeah, tent camping's always been fun.
Yes, I mean, with Boy Scouts, I get to go camping with my boys, but, you know, the downside is Mama doesn't get to come along, so she only gets a couple tent camping trips a year. But, I mean, we enjoy the beach, too, so there's nothing like sitting out on the ocean and going fishing and soaking up some sun.
Plenty of ocean, so I've pretty much had enough of that.
Yeah, I could, but I don't know that I'd ever want to do it for sure.
56 years, I guess, living on the ocean, you know, within 10 miles of it.
Not on, so it's like there is living anywhere else.
There is, and, you know, fishing-wise and all that was always great. But everything you had rusted.
The downside to it, that's one of the big ones.
It is sticky. But, you know, we enjoyed the fishing and stuff like that. It just got too many people for us.
We used to go kind of during the summer, and, you know, we'd try to go down there on the 4th when I was off work. But the more we did it, the more we realized that we like it when nobody else is down there. So we try to plan our trips around nobody else being there, so it's usually not as crowded.
A lot of being an inspector down there, a lot of my jobs are on the beach for the county, you know, inspecting stuff on the county parks and stuff like that. So I was at the beach 3 out of 4, maybe 5 days a week. So I was at the beach almost every day. You know, I seen the good side of it, the bad side of it, all that. So it just got to the point where the only time we went to the beach was on sunrise service.
Let me get to that point, because I do enjoy sitting out there, but, you know, I ain't working either. That's a big difference, too.
Sights and things like that. But and did some good fishing out there. That's the only thing I miss about being around the saltwater is the fishing.
Catching out there. I don't usually catch anything great, but I tell you, at the end of the day, I like just take some bait and throw it out there and see what bites and go from there. And, you know, I've caught some pretty neat fish, but nothing ever huge, but I don't really go for that. It's just whatever bites at the end of the day.
You too. I love you doing that light line fishing, you know. Just get out in the middle of that bait and throw it out there and see what you can get a hold of. Biggest shark we've caught, my brother and I, was, what was it, 885-pound hammerhead. Biggest snook I ever caught was like 38 pounds. You know, caught a bunch of dolphins, kings, and stuff like that.
Right there. I've caught a bunch of baby sharks. You know, when you surf fishing, if you can get it out there in the nursery at the right time of year, and it got to the point where I was dragging them out so much, I got tired of catching them. I just pulled everything up.
Yes, sir. That's like when the bluefish run. That's how it gets to them. But, yeah, we're fishing a shark tournament. And, hell, with that big of a shark, we still only took seventh place.
And how much the biggest one took. I mean, how big it was.
Like a 1,200-pound tiger?
How close those kind of fish get up to the shore, you know. Sharks, you know, a whole lot closer than people realize. And, you know, they don't ever do anything, but every once in a while. But still, I mean, I know they get pretty close. I'm surprised I've never caught one, but I don't, you know, I usually don't fish with the right kind of stuff to catch most of the bigger sharks. But, you know, them babies, they'll hit the squid that I throw out there a lot of times.
Find live bait, and that works better. They, but we caught ours in a boat. We were offshore with that one, you know. And I think it was, we fought him for like an hour and a half before we could get him up to the boat close enough to do anything.
Maybe one heck of a fight, because, I mean, sharks are made of nothing but muscle, it seems like.
Yeah, we caught him on a 9-aught reel, you know, a monster reel, and you couldn't drag him, man. He did not want to come to that boat.
So what do y'all do? Did y'all, I mean, do they kill the sharks? Do they do anything with them? Or you just get them out, weigh them, or measure them, or what? How'd that work? KO4CEF.
KF4MUF. No, back then they killed them, and they processed them and did whatever they were going to do. They cut their jaws out, all that kind of stuff.
Kind of like a normal catch and release kind of deal.
Oh, shoot, that was back in the 70s, mid-70s. Well, I was about 15, 16 years old, that was it.
Had to experience. Shoot, I keep talking. I've heard Merle's Inlet down there. If you actually fish the inlet, you know, if you go to, like, Hunting Beach State Park, you can walk all the way to the inlet on the Hunting Beach side of it, Huntington Beach, whatever it is. But I've heard there's good flounder and stuff like that in that inlet if you fish it. I've just never been willing to walk that mile to make it all the way to the inlet.
I don't blame you, man, because if you do catch some good flounder, now you got to drag them back.
That wagon and stuff, you know, a mile walking on the beach, you know, that's a little rough. Take it a quarter of a way, and I just, you know, me and the family just decided to go ahead and flop down, and I'll just throw it out in the regular water and go fishing and see what I can.
See, I mean, like, no, there's a good shade spot right there. We're going to stop here.
Yeah, you know, the more you walk, you're like, man, it just don't feel like it's getting any closer. But, yeah, I'm just going to go right here. I mean, you know, they're out there. It's just, you know, a matter of being in the right spot at the right time.
Absolutely.
I sit out there and fish for an hour or so and soak it up and not worry about anything else.
Well, it's about right.
Yep.
I'm about to the house, so I'm going to say 7-3 while I still can. You have yourself a safe trip. You and your family enjoy yourselves. And we'll catch you out here on Monday.
Good, and yeah, we'll try to be safe and enjoy things, and you have a good weekend. Don't try to work too hard or anything tomorrow, and sit back and relax, enjoy the weekend all together. So, we'll holler at you on Monday, KO4 CES, and I will be standing by for a few more minutes. I'm almost home. 7-3, Joe.
CES, KO4 HK.
KO4 CES.
I was just sitting here listening to you and Jody talk.
Yeah, man, we're talking about fishing. I wish I could go fishing this weekend, but the pond at King's Mountain's only, I don't think it's more like a foot deep. So I don't know if there's anything in it. So I don't usually waste my time there. So, how was your day today?
Pretty busy day today, thankfully.
How's sales business?
Somewhat made up for the rest of the week, or earlier part of the week, because it's been slow.
Back up, everybody doesn't spend all their money, and maybe they'll get back to work and see some tools.
Hope so. My rural areas have been really slow the last couple of weeks, months actually.
Have fun, checks have run out. I noticed my overtime starting to pick back up a little bit after bonus checks and tax season's over with. So hopefully all that's done and people get back to work and spend the money.
So when y'all leaving to go to Kings Mountain on your camping trip?
Not until 2, so we'll get up sometime tomorrow morning. You know, we got to get the coolers filled tomorrow and just get everything together, throw it in the truck, and kind of mosey our way on up there.
Have a good time. And were you part of the group text from Ed earlier today? I can't remember.
Remember seeing a text message. I don't know for sure, but I might not have been. Was everything all right with it?
He's got another grandbaby.
I wish you'd jump on the radio sometime.
Get back on here. Missed talking to him and Mike and Tim.
Full morning crew, man. We'd have a ton of people on in the morning.
We'd be interested in, wouldn't it?
8 or 9 people at a round table.
Just take a little bit of practice.
And start learning to hand it off. Taking tomorrow off.
Running the tool route. I've got things I got to do for the business. I got warranty. I got to get packed up and that kind of stuff. I'll be around the house most of the day, I believe.
And 4 ZLK.
KO4 CEF.
Patrick and Andrew. Let me just say that grandbabies can get in the way of ham radio. I can say that from personal experience.
And he spends a lot of time with his grandkids. Let's put it that way.
I'm all with that. Although I'm fine waiting a little while longer. I don't need my 15-year-old giving me no grandbabies, so I'm good. Well, gentlemen, I just pulled up in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there, and hopefully we'll holler at you Monday morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Have a good weekend camping. I think you're going.
Andrew, hope you have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday. KO4HKX.
Well, I'm glad you had a good day.
It was a good day, but I mean, it's still overall the week's down.
Yesterday, talking to the guy that delivers in my neighborhood, they're cutting a couple routes a week, 2 or 3 days a week. Kind of doing this nationwide, apparently, because the volume is dropping down.
People just ain't spending what they were. They don't have it to spend. I know everybody likes to think the economy is doing great, and it might be on the stock market, but it ain't when you get out here in the real world.
Between food, rent, and or mortgage, and what's the other thing? Well, survival, you know. Some of these extras got to go by the wayside.
Sure. KO4HKX, and I don't know if pay attention to the amount of credit card debt in this country, but it is rising quickly. And South Carolina was in the top 10, I can't remember. I think they were in the top 5 of highest credit card come out.
Well, government will just forgive that for you, won't they? They'll just write it off.
Pass them trying.
A picture the other day of a shopping cart, and it said, most expensive vehicle to operate in 2024.
Yeah, that's about right.
I know I asked you the other day, but how's the studying going? You think you'll be ready?
I'll be honest with you, I hadn't done a whole lot since I got sick. I hadn't been able to sleep good, so I've just been trying to take care of myself right now and do what I have to do and nothing else.
Feeling all right. Did you try any of those online tests where you could see how well, you know, what percentage you could get? Did you try any of those?
Took a couple of them over on hamstudy.org. I've been using it, and I was about 50%, so not that I'm way off or anything like that. It's just got to get buckled back down on it.
I think that's going to be my next goal, is to go ahead and upgrade, get that out of the way. Took me, I delayed upgrading to general. I got my novice and then technician in 90 or 91, and it wasn't until 2013 till I upgraded to general. But really, to be fair, wasn't very active. I didn't have anything in the house, just a 2-meter rig in the truck.
Dedication. I mean, that's all it is to it. It's something you got to walk.
I'm sure there's a few people out there that can look at it. I think my son-in-law could just read through the material over the weekend and probably pass the test.
How late? They ain't heard him on the radio.
They've done a lot to their house. I noticed he hadn't been on in a while. He called me the other day, said he was listening, and he was stopping for fuel, so he called me on the phone. But they've been doing a lot of things to their house, and Gabrielle actually has a surgery scheduled for another week or so. It's going to be a pretty major surgery. They're going to Atlanta for that. Beth will be going down there with them for a few days. She has to stay down there for several days, so they've had a lot going on.
Is it the same surgery she had before? Same concern?
Same issue, just a lot different surgery. It's supposed to be a more complete surgery. This place down there is supposed to be kind of the experts on this kind of deal.
Everything comes out this time and she doesn't have any more trouble out of it.
We're praying for that too. I'm sure it'll be fine. Apparently this is a pretty widespread issue. I don't know. They do a lot of them, so at least it's not something they're practicing on.
It's a good thing when they're not practicing anymore.
Ethan and Abby, they had to put their German Shepherd down Wednesday. She's probably at least 15 years old. Abby had her before she met Ethan, so she's been around for a while. They got married in 2015, and so they're kind of having a rough time right now. You know,
it's amazing how quickly you can get attached to those little four-legged buddies.
Mr. Bassman, I didn't catch anything you said, and I don't know if I made it.
I was trying to get out on traffic on Highway 11. But I said it's amazing how quickly and you can get attached to your little four-legged furry friends.
She was a good dog, too. She, when we first met Abby, Ethan was starting to go out with her. She would not let Ethan. She stayed in between Ethan and Abby. She was protecting Abby. First time they left her at the house when they went out, one of the first dates, she sat by the door and waited for Abby to come back. She did not move. She let us pet her, but she did not engage with us. She just sat at the front door. Now, well, over the years, she's just become, you know, we're just an extended family. She stayed with us several times. She was a good dog.
Well, I know how that is. I went through that just not too long ago myself.
We did a few years ago with one of ours. So anyway, I'm here at the security. I'll let you go. Be careful driving home. N4ZLK. I enjoyed it.
Out there tonight. KO4HKX. I'll be mobile and monitoring.
E4BM mobile.
BM. KO4HKX. How are you doing this afternoon?
A lot better.
I'm doing a lot better. Yeah, I've been sitting here listening to y'all. I was like, man, I miss my dogs. But anyway, no, I'm just driving around over here in Pendleton, making my way up to Clemson, goofing off.
You be careful out there. There's rubbish anymore, eh? No telling what you might run across.
Oh, man, oh, man. I wonder where all the money's going. I keep on hearing all these people are taking their money and putting it in the precious metals.
People got it in the stock market, making money that way, but I don't know. The average person, they can't afford to do that because they're just trying to buy the basics to live anymore.
I got a little gold piece. I don't know how much it's worth now. I have even a bigger silver piece. I have no idea how much that's worth now, but it sure is entertaining. But I'll definitely hang on to those. Only other precious metals I got is lead and copper and brass.
And a lot of it, like I say earlier, it boils down to what you want to do with your money. So that's some of it. People's wants are a lot bigger than their ability to pay for those wants.
I'm glad these shots are working. I actually took a trip down to see Mom over last week for a couple days, and I made it back up here Saturday early morning. And then I go to work, I go back to work Monday.
If you were able to go back to work yet, how your back was doing.
I just wanted to give them an ID because the repeater ID'd. But yeah, actually that's what drove me to go back and see Mom, because I know they won't be able to come up here for a long time, and I have no idea when I was going to be able to go back down, so I decided to just pull chalks and bring myself down there for a couple days and get some things she's been telling me she wanted to get done that nobody else could help her with, and I was like, all right. But yeah, shots have been pretty good. The ladies at PT were laughing at me because I was standing around waiting for them to do some paperwork, and they're like, "You're wow." They're just amazing, just not standing around and going, okay, I need to sit down.
I'm glad you're doing better. I'm glad you're getting to where you can go back to work. That'll be a good thing for you, I hope.
Going back to work will be good for my mental health. I've been wanting to go back for a long time. But I'm glad the body is starting to agree with me.
Sitting around, not really having anything to focus on during the day or get done, or like work, you know, to keep you going, it kind of gets to you.
A bunch of little projects that I could have completed, but man, oh man. But I'll get them done eventually. Like, I got a little soldering project I've been trying to work on since all this mess happened, and I tried my best, but it takes someone with better hand coordination and not as, what's the word my friend calls me? Spastic. My hands are always just shaky all the time, and it's hard for me to hold a soldering iron and not burn myself constantly.
It's not something you can do if you're real shaky. It's not easy to do anyway, especially with small as components are nowadays.
I gotta take out some header pins on two boards, and the only thing I've been able to accomplish is solder suck all the solder out, but it's been hard for me to pull the header pins out, and I'm just, I don't know where else to take it.
Hope you get it done or figure out where where to take it. But I wanted to jump off here. I'm getting where I've got to park the truck, and since they're working on the driveway, I've got to back in now. I can't turn around when I get up there, so. And you take care, Ben, and good to talk to you this afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Talk to you later. AE4BM Mobile.